Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland. Thank you, everybody, and welcome. Good morning. It's a beautiful day, and we hope that you are all about gardening on this day. It's going to be a great day. And before I go any farther, on this 25th of November, I have a very special message I want to extend, and that is a happy 100th birthday to Estelle Beckham of Waco, now of Dallas. And Estelle is the mother of a very dear friend and longtime confidant of mine, a lady to whom I have turned for really important advice many, many times, Susan Wells. Susan was the originator of Dallas Blooms and a lot of other things at the Dallas Arboretum in her time there, and then she became the director of my All Texas All Garden Show and my friend. And when business decisions require a really good, steady mind, I always rely on Susan. And so I know Estelle through her daughter, and I know how close they are. This is a 100th birthday, and how often in life do you get a chance to extend a happy birthday greeting to a person who has turned 100? This is my second opportunity. Both ladies, both wonderful ladies. Estelle, you need to be immensely proud of your daughter, and we are really proud of you, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I'll bet Susan has a lot in store for you. Knowing Susan as I do, I'd be very careful. Happy birthday, Estelle. All right, we welcome you to our program, and I'd love to have your phone call. We already have a phone call and would like to fill up those lines. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Lee Riza is riding saddle today. Michelle Shook is screening calls for me, and you're on the other end of the phone line, and you know who you are, so that's our team. I'm here, you're there, and they're halfway in between. And give us a chance to help you, and we will surely do our very best. I have our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week report first, and then we'll get the program underway as we know it, as we know the program. Today's SPCA of Texas dog in McKinney is Willie. Willie is a handsome Labrador whose happy-go-lucky personality makes him even more adorable. Willie's 4 years old. He came to the SPCA of Texas on September 2. He and his friends in Louisiana were escaping Hurricane Isaac. He's a Cajun Texan, and Willie loves to play outside. He would especially love a nice big backyard where he can run like the wind. This smart boy can't wait to learn fun, new commands like sit and stay. Willie is great with other dogs, but would be better for a family with children 10 or older. Willie can't wait to meet his forever family, and especially can't wait to play with his big new toys. Come meet Willie today and see why he just may be the perfect companion for you. The volunteers at the SPCA Center there on Stacy Road in McKinney, just north of Craig Ranch, the northwest corner of Craig Ranch, they work with their dogs, and they know their dogs. They walk them, they play with them, they talk to them, they teach them. And so when they give me these recommendations, they are based on, well, in this case, a couple of months of knowing the pet. And so Willie is a wonderful opportunity to adopt. You need to adopt a shelter animal. It's all about reaching out and helping. You know, they may not be the foo-foo dogs, and if you're into foo-foo dogs, that's fine. That's just another calling. But I'm an adopted person, and so I kind of have a reach out for the adopted mongrels like I am. And some of these mongrels are pretty handsome dogs and cats. I have had, I think, more than 21, I believe, the last time I counted, shelter animals in our married life. And Willie is a great one. I had a Willie once that we adopted from the SPCA, and he was a wonderful dog. That's 25 years ago. All right, back to the notes here. The SPCA of Texas has all of their adoptable pets on their website at spca.org/findapet. Just like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Willie's been neutered. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to come out for a meet-and-greet with Willie before you adopt him, and to bring your current pet, if you'd like to see how things go. Wonderful Willie's waiting for his new forever owner to come meet him at the SPCA shelter in McKinney at 8411 Stacy Road. 8411 Stacy, just east of Custer. They're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA Shelter in Dallas also has wonderful dogs and cats and other animals, and they're at 2400 Lone Star Drive. That's off I-30 at Hampton Road, noon to 6, 7 days a week, and these places are very cheerful. Don't be afraid to adopt. Don't be afraid to visit. You'll love it. Dogs, cats, and all kinds of animals. SPCA.org/findapet will show them to you. Our report today is sponsored by the great people at Whiz Q Stone. These are wonderful people. You've heard me talk about the experts at Whiz Q Stone. They are leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality through their beautiful stone that they have, the boulders and the rock and the gravel and the pavestone, everything. Well, now for the Christmas holidays, Whiz Q Stone has Christmas lights. Truly spectacular Christmas lights, just like the Christmas displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. Fully customize your Christmas decor this season with professional-grade top-quality lights. They have LED and traditional light strands starting at 25 feet up to 1,000-foot rolls. That's for a big house. They have retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED. They have 10 colors and many styles. Stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see noticeable differences in the quality when you compare their lights with other outdoor Christmas lighting. Whiz Q Stone is a supplier of Christmas lights, but they do not install. However, they can provide a list of installers. Visit the experts at Whiz Q Stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. If you'd like more information, go to their website at whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, or call them tomorrow at 817-429-0822. Again, 817-429-0822. Whiz Q Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now Christmas lights.
Niels Berry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
All right, Mary, thank you very, very much. Good morning again, everybody, and we're ready to get our program underway. First call up is Anthony in Dallas. And before we take Anthony, let me once again give you the phone number, because I don't have a second call up yet. That would be 800-288-WBAP. It's a tough time to get people motivated to make phone calls about gardening, because we do have a few other things on our minds right now. But a good time to call through. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Anthony, this is Neil. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. Thanks for the call.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
We have not had our Thanksgiving yet. Our son has been doing stats for TCU, so he was in Austin on Thursday, and he had South Lake Carroll broadcast last night, and he's just gotten back from Midland. So I don't know when we're going to do it, but thank you. We've had a wonderful week off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, just about a year ago, I dug up some very Irish plants and from a shaded spot, plant them in a sunny spot, sunny where they get more sunlight. And This past spring, one of them had produced a blossom, all the others didn't. But anyway, I read in your book that saying that on bitter irises, one should fertilize them after they bloom, and also when the leaves are growing in the fall. Now, the questions I asked is, what type of fertilizer would you recommend? Would you recommend something like a 24-0-0 lawn fertilizer, or maybe a 15-30-15 or something?
No. You don't want to add phosphorus here. The same issue will happen, Anthony, in a flower bed with the soils that happens in turf areas, and that is that the middle number, the phosphorus, accumulates.
Right.
It builds up, and it can become almost toxic.
Right.
And so the same fertilizer you use on your lawn, you'll use on your flower beds, on your vegetable gardens, anywhere that you're growing, unless there's a soil test that says nope. In this case, you do something different. In 99% of the recommendations, for the black clay soil area. It's going to be using all nitrogen fertilizer. The timing on Iris, I don't remember specifically what I might have written, but the best timing for Iris would be to fertilize them as the new growth begins, and that's going to be in late February or early March. They start growing really early. And then I would fertilize them again right after they bloom, and I would fertilize them again in September. Those would be the times that I think they will use the fertilizer most efficiently, early September. Those are times when they are putting out new leaf growth most vigorously. Summertime, they're not doing anything, and certainly not in the winter either.
So it's best to wait probably about February or something like that.
Okay, I'll give you specific dates, but you've got to adjust these a little bit according to the weather. But I'm going to say that you ought to fertilize them about March 5th, about probably April 25th, and then about September 5th.
Okay, and like
if you ask me for those dates again in 30 minutes, I would give you different dates. I will not remember those, but only because you changed dates on me when you asked the question back,
right.
I decided I better assign specific times to you.
Okay, and so like a 24-0-0 would be a good choice?
That's a good choice, yes, sir. With half or more of the nitrogen in slow-release form, that's one. There are other analyses. All nitrogen, half or more of the nitrogen in slow-release form.
Okay, and thank you for your time, sir.
You betcha. I appreciate your call, Anthony. All right, his line is open. If you would like to call, we'd love to hear from you. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And I'm going to tell you right now about the Smith Thompson Home Security Company with a great deal of pride. This is a great company, and I'm going to ask of you, when you call them, please let them know that Neil just went on and on about them. I like these people. I've been to their facility, and I am so overwhelmingly impressed. I am proud to recommend them to you, and I know you'll be pleased. Let me tell you one of the main reasons you'll be pleased with Smith Thompson. How much are you paying for home monitoring now? Well, if you upgrade your existing system from somebody else, and it's an upgrade to Smith Thompson Home Security, you will pay $16.95 per month. No contract commitment, no 2-year commitment, no hocus pocus about a window of time to renew. Smith Thompson does it honestly and right out front there. Smith Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for the same low price, just $16.95 a month. If you're using a landline for your home security system, you're paying more. If you are, then you can get rid of the landline, upgrade to cellular, wireless monitoring, and that is included in the $16.95 a month. Family owned, they are here. Their answering service center is 24 hours a day. I've been in it. It's amazing. It's really secure, and it's backed up with generators, huge generators, and oh, I am so impressed. No lengthy contract, local service, 24-hour operators, ability to convert your existing system, ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, all of that. No wonder tens and tens and tens of thousands of people have already signed up with Smith Thompson. $16.95 a month. It's 800-411-WIRELESS. Call them at 1-800-411-WIRELESS or visit them online at smiththompson.com. That's 1-800-411-9473, smiththompson.com.
Now is the perfect time to visit Creative Water Gardens. On Saturday, December 1st, Creative Water Gardens is having a huge pottery sale on all pottery at 50 to 75% off. Now is the time to pick out a unique container for a disappearing fountain or a container water garden. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Sunburst shutters. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. And if you are, hallelujah, hallelujah, you will be singing hallelujahs when you go through your house after the Sunburst Shutters folks have installed their shutters. You talk about professional installation. These folks come to your home. This is a turnkey situation. This is not something you take home and hack around trying to install. It's not something you hire just a general contractor to come in and kind of hack around and install. This is where their specialists come to your home. They measure every window. You know, I need to ask sometime, what is the unit that you use? Is it 64th of an inch? I think it might be, because they are that precise. You know the old trick of putting a dollar bill in the refrigerator? I think you could do that with sunburst shutters. You can't see light? Oh, you see a little. But that's why these are energy efficient. And the other reason these are so highly energy efficient is because they are made of polywood, a synthetic man-made material that looks like wood and feels like wood, but it doesn't crack or warp or split. It is color fast forever. Polywood. Sunburst shutters. We have them at our home. My wife, we are thrilled. You will be too. Now, they're available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Call Sunburst Shutters this week. You can call right now and leave a message. They'll get back with you. They'll come and measure the windows. If you want to go see them, they'll give you directions to the factory. But if you just want them to come and bring samples, which they do, 214-343-2601. More slowly, 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com and then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. And North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road in Dallas, 214-363-5316. On the web, nhg.com.
Thank you, sir. I want to tell you right now about the offer that we have going on right now for my magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. Packaged together, it makes a sweet Christmas present for somebody on your list, maybe you. Your plants are out there saying, please listen to Neil, tune in, hear this, we need you, we need you. And what this is a calendar that has more than 10,000 words. And I'm going to give you, they're just a little bit on the small order. I don't know what the point size is on the font. It's enough that I enlarge it when I proofread it, but you can read all the details of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. You wouldn't want me to have cut anything out. All the important details of when to do things, all those details are listed in the calendar. I save my best 12 photographs each year for the calendar, and these, I think, make it the prettiest that we've ever published. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar at a 1/3 savings when you buy it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our office will be open until 11 o'clock this morning, so call right now. $38.95 is what you pay. Satisfaction is guaranteed. A full year of our magazine and your copy of the calendar, and also, and the calendar has printed and will probably be mailed this week. I haven't checked with the printer. They were closed over Thanksgiving, but I believe it goes into the Postal Service for the thousands of you who have them coming already. We have a limited supply left beyond those that are already ordered, so call, don't delay. It's $38.95 total price calendar, all that information, and the magazine, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. To our phone lines, it's Tish in Dallas. Tish, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I just have a quick question. I have a small area in my front yard. It's about 350 to 400 square feet, and I have a big live oak. And I want to plant some stuff under that live oak that will do good in the shade other than hostas and maybe monkey grass. What other things could I do that might flower in that area?
All right. You're going to need to identify where the major roots are for the live oak. Live oaks tend, as they mature over a period of 100 years. I know that you're not landscaping for what it'll look like 100 years from now, but the roots will begin to surface, and it is a part of a live oak's genetic predisposition. They're going to have surface roots. Those roots will get larger and larger, and they'll come up out of the soil, and that's part of the beauty, the majesty of live oaks. You need to work around those, and so as you're rototilling and preparing the soil, just stay away from the major roots. You can prepare beds. If I had a live oak, what I would do with my landscape, I think that's the best place to approach this, is I would rototill everywhere except the except the where the major roots are, and maybe down about 4 inches. I would get a ground cover established, and I would reserve some areas for color. Color will not be as abundant way up beneath a live oak because the shade is so heavy there. I would rely there on differences in texture or maybe variegated foliage, but I wouldn't count on having a lot of flowering plants way up at the trunk of the tree. But without seeing your landscape, it's hard to suggest exactly where I'd put it. But out around the edge somewhere, you probably could put in a kidney-shaped area of color. And that bed then could have things that would do well in mostly shade. And that would include Texas Gold Columbine in the spring. This is going to be a random list off the top of my head. Summer phlox will bloom in part shade. That's the one phlox that will. You could also, most bulb plants will do pretty well. I don't know that I'd want to plant, I think they'd do all right. Daffodils, some of the long-term daffodils and such. Then I would also have, I'm hearing a lot of stirring around there like you're writing stuff, so let me make a list that's worthy of having. Dayflowers will do well. In shade, dayflower, that's a wandering Jew relative, and they're very pretty. Ruellia does well in the shade. It can be invasive unless you stay with one of the dwarf forms, so you'd have to contain it.
Okay, yeah, I have some of that.
Yeah,
okay.
You'd have to contain it, but it's one of the best. And then in annuals, of course, impatient. I'm leaving out three or four. Ajuga does well in shade, gives you spring color. I'm thinking what I have in my own gardens that I really like, and I'm leaving out two or three things just because I'm trying to rush. But impatiens and begonias. Begonias would be the best source of long-term summer color. You could put foliar color in there in containers. For example, crotons would be colorful if the shade wasn't too heavy. And you could use caladiums and things of that sort during the summer for leaf color. So it's a start, but I would have a common look with a good ground cover, and it needs to be a tall ground cover that will conceal those roots or at least be around them. And
well, Neil, I had vines. I just got through yanking a ton of vines up, and it was the biggest chore I ever had in my life. It was horrible. I had what I just was going to make the whole area ground cover area several years back, and it just looked tacky. And so I decided what I want to do is maybe do a couple of little mulch pathways or paver pathways and then plant some larger stuff around and kind of have just some bigger things.
Okay, well, let me offer it. So I need to move because I'm taking a long time with the answer, but let me tell you, if you're on Facebook, look at my Facebook page because I posted a photo 2 days ago of our backyard, which is total shade. And you'll see what I have suggested. The most important thing to do is to keep it simple. It's a 20 by 20 area. You don't want to have a miniature garden out there that has all the elements of a big design. It's better that it fit into your design. Keep it very simple and don't put a lot of gimmickry in it. And I'm not trying to be hurtful that comment. I'm just saying in general terms, people tend to try to put too many things in a 20 by 20 foot area. The reason that you will see Mondo grass in my backyard is it is so easy to keep it clean. The photo I took, I just saw beautiful fall color, took the photo. You'll see some leaves in the Mondo grass. A blower will take them out. I prefer it to the vining ground covers for that reason. And you'll see that I've used ferns and aspidistra and a lot of other things for textural interest. That's my suggestion for starters, Tisha. You're talking about a landscape design. It's hard to do it in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I totally understand. I just wanted some ideas of some things that I
That'll get you started. And if you look on Facebook and if you look in notes about landscaping in shade, I have copious notes there. Look in my notes section on my Facebook page. I have what took me an hour or more to write, and that'll help you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I will do that.
Thank you so much,
Neil.
Take care.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. I will try my best. The next calls that we have up are very quick calls in terms of it will not be doing landscape designs. I didn't realize I was going to be quite that involved, and so I will be able to move pretty quickly. Stay with me if you will, please. Bobby in Arlington will be our next call up after the news on controlling grass burrs. Dan in Wiley on transplanting native pecans 2 to 3 feet tall. Dan, we really need to talk. Don't leave me. Kara in Dallas is passionate about passion flowers. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean and invite you to give them a call tomorrow morning. You can go online right now at dalworth.com if you'd like to and book online, and there are additional savings if you do that. Dalworth Clean. You know what you might want to do now that you have Thanksgiving over and all the gravy is now in the carpet? You could have Dalworth Clean come to your home and get those carpets clean. Deep down Dalworth Clean, $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet to be cleaned. If you have family coming in for Christmas, or if you're just tired of the way the carpets look, this is your chance to call Dalworth. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings. You can count on Dalworth for all kinds of services and quality and full service included first and foremost. They can clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. They're coming to our office Friday, Saturday, and Monday this coming week. And we are really pumped going to get new carpets and new flooring, and I am thrilled. They're coming from Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. You can reach them through the main number at 214 or 817-267-8433. That's the main number to the whole Dalworth family, including the cleaning special of $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet cleaned by Dalworth. It's the best. They are the best. 32 years, I've told you that. 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online at dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
I am very proud that Ag Power in McKinney will be sponsoring our 2013 Home Landscape School. With Ag Power's utility vehicles and tools, you'll get the job done right. Let me tell you about our Home Landscape School. It'll be coming up all day on Saturday, January 26th in Plano. We're going to teach you, and the we included in this would be me. I'm teaching more this year than I've ever taught before. I'll be there all day long and teaching a good part of it. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. You hear him here every Sunday with us. Jimmy will join us to talk about the best annuals and perennials, and Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, one of my favorite horticulturists. These guys will join me, and we're going to put on a show for you. Best principles of good garden design, the best trees and shrubs, the best annuals and perennials, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens, and fun and fabulous and functional patios and backyards. That's what we're going to teach you, and we will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to you. It's your homework assignment, because then we will rejoin you 2 weeks later, February 9 or 10 in North Dallas at North Haven Gardens, and we will have landscape consultants from all over Texas there to give you 30-minute consultation to finish your landscape plan. The registration fee includes all costs. It's all things, all the necessary supplies, both the all-day school on Saturday, January 26, and the consultation on either February 9 or 10, your choice, and all the books and drafting supplies. One person, $199, two people, $239. This is our 18th year to do it. You need to sign up before we sell out. The same number you call for the calendar offer, that's 1-800-752-GROW. You can call right now and sign up. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. 4769. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Good morning, Neil. We've got 49 degrees at 8:30. Arlington says it's no texting law, not generating many tickets these days. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, sunny, breezy, a little bit warmer today. The high 75. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Tomorrow we'll get up to 75 again. And then Tuesday, a cold front comes through. No rain coming with it. Just cooler temperatures, sunny skies, and a high of 58. Fair skies, 49 degrees at DFW Airport. Now to check your WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
As you head through Arlington, I-20 eastbound between Kelly Elliott and Bowen Road, watch for a collision there. Two right lanes are blocked. This report brought to you by Chevrolet. This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals. Drive home the EPA-estimated 42 miles per gallon highway cruise Echo, or get more seating in the comfortable and roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So come in now for a great deal during Chevy's calendar year-end event. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, Arlington police say they have issued only 49 citations to drivers for using phones for extended periods of time since last Thanksgiving. They say verbal warnings for texting and using phones in incorrect areas are far more common, and that has led to safer roads. Statewide, the only ban is on cell phone use in school zones. More than 500,000 small businesses around the country taking part in this year's Small Business Saturday. That's a day for local stores to get on the holiday shopping frenzy. This woman at a local business.
You know the owners and they know what you like, and you can sit down and you can have a conversation with your neighbors and talk about neighborhood things.
President Obama participated yesterday, taking his daughters to a small bookstore in Virginia to make Christmas purchases. And authorities say three maintenance workers were hurt, including one with life-threatening injuries when a fire broke out at the State Department headquarters in Washington. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Newland says the fire began during routine maintenance to a mechanical area of the building. Again, looking for a high today of 75. It is 49 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Let's go back now to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I want to tell you about North Haven Gardens. In fact, that is where we will be holding our landscape school consultations, and we're pretty pumped about that. So I look forward to that, and I look forward also to being at North Haven Gardens for some of my pen sales over the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and I'll explain that later. I'm not even counting this as part of their ad yet, but they've been friends of mine for a long time, and it's really fun to get to work alongside the fine folks at North Haven Gardens, where they have been at 7700 North Haven Road since 1951. Isn't that something? That's a legacy nursery. All right, so let me tell you what they have in store for you right now. Fragrant Christmas trees and fresh greens, ready for your holiday home. Start a new family tradition by shopping for your holiday tree at North Haven Gardens. When you purchase your fresh tree at North Haven Gardens, you can be assured of the following. Every one of their trees receives a fresh cut at the purchase time. It's tenderly bundled for the ride home, or they can deliver in the Dallas area. The zip codes are on the website at nhg.com. Each tree is personally named to have its own personality. Who will you choose? I'm so sorry. I didn't see that ahead of time. That's unusual. Sizes range from tabletop to, I would have warned you, to sizes range from tabletop to 7 feet tall. And since it's from North Haven Gardens, you know it's going to be a healthy tree. These people are simply the best it gets. They're just wonderful. Fresh and fragrant garland, swags, and wreaths are also in stock. And colorful dogwood branches in red, silver, and white, and gold to add festive arrangements for home and garden. Now, I'll bet you some of those are the red stem dogwoods I did my master's research on up in Ohio many, many years ago. There are some very colorful dogwood branches, and they have them there at North Haven for sale. Don't forget your garden at the holidays. They have a well-stocked nursery with healthy, gorgeous trees, perennials, color, and much more. I love this place. You will, too. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week, and that's about one block west of Central on North Haven Road. It's 214-363-5316, 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It's North Haven Gardens.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
And I will tell you that I'll be at North Haven Gardens a week from today with my first pen sale of the fall, and that will be at 1:30 on December 2nd at 1:30, and I'll have a lot more details as the morning progresses. Don't have it even on the website yet. We were nailing one more down right before Thanksgiving holiday, but North Haven for sure, next Sunday at 1:30. And I'll tell you about the pens in a little while. I want to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. Leaders in the foundation repair industry, they are just the best. 1995 is when I began doing ads for Fred Marshall and his company. I've used their services twice over that time. You say, Neil, how come you'd have to use them twice? Well, because once was at my home and once was at my magazine office. One of them was a slab, which they fixed in 4 hours and fixed it wonderfully. It was a separate slab from the rest of our house, and it had some issues, and boy, it doesn't have issues now. They made it whole again. And the other was our pier and beam old historic home in near downtown McKinney, where we have our magazine office. And that one took a little longer because of the pier and beam nature of it, and they really stabilized that one. Advanced Foundation Repair, they're just the best, and I can tell you that from firsthand experience. Now, we are very dry right now, and that means we get back into the summertime things of cracks and doors that don't work right and windows that don't open or shut properly. And if you have those symptoms, call Advanced Foundation Repair. Have them come give your home its free inspection. That inspection takes an hour to an hour and a half. It's very thorough. If they can show you, if they find any kind of foundation issues, structural issues with your home, they will show them to you. If they cannot find any, they will tell you, we don't see any problem. And that's the integrity this company is built on. Excuse the grammar error. They're just the best. I said that 3 times in this ad, and I really mean it. Call them for that free home inspection. By the way, they were the first ever to give a lifetime warranty on their work. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
There he is now. Thank you, my friend Fred. All right, and just in quick form, the pens that I make, and I have really been working hard over the last month or two to get my supplies replenished. We've had a lot of sales during the year this year. I have rare and historic woods, a lot of university woods, like the Century Oak at Texas A&M, and I have found more wood from the old Maine Oak at Baylor, wood that was given to me by Baylor University years ago. But I have some other beautiful wood from Baylor and TCU and UT and Ohio State. I'm just thinking about the campuses I have, but I also have wood from the Texas State Capitol and the Treaty Oak and from the grounds of the Alamo and a lot of other interesting and rare woods. I turn pens as a fundraiser for Serenity High, the nation's only public recovery high school, and all of the proceeds when I sell the pens, 100% of the price goes to the McKinney Education Foundation, which is the receiving body for the funds for Serenity High. I'll tell you more about it, but the first sale will come up next Sunday at 1:30 at North Haven Gardens. I never announce a closing time for the sale because I stay as long as there are people there, but 1:30 at North Haven Gardens, and there are 5 other sales that I'll have in the ensuing couple of weeks. Bobby in Arlington, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting patiently. How may I help you, sir?
Yes, Neil. I was calling in regards. I recently moved into an older home. It's just the yard is just full of sand burrs, you know, grass burrs.
All right.
I am inundated with it, and I can't get rid of them. I've been here about 5 months, and been told mow the yard, keep it low,
what you need to do, it's a very simple solution that is going to get rid of almost all of them, if not all of them. They are through for this year. What you have left out there now are the seeds. The burrs are the seeds. And the one thing that you have out of the product repertoire would be a pre-emergent weed killer. And these are granules that would be applied in Arlington the first 10 days of March, and then a booster shot the first 10 days of June. You have to do both. If you miss the March one, there's no point in doing the June one because you'll have them up and growing. These are products that attack the little plants as the seeds are sprouting and just as the young plants are trying to get established and germinate and grow. And and they make a layer on top of the soil that will prevent the germination. They're pre-emergent. You have to put them on before the plants emerge, before they germinate. And
okay.
Let me talk over your shoulder to others who are saying, okay, so I could use that on things like Dallas grass before it emerges. No, this is only for annuals that come up from seed, and that's what grass burrs are. So put the granules on the first 10 days of March, first 10 days of June, and water the soil moderately, not heavily at that time. You want to dissolve them and let them be that layer on top of the ground. You would prefer not to have a heavy rain for 48 hours after you apply them. Sometimes in March and June, that's a little hard to predict, but that's it. And there's nothing you can use after they're up and growing. At that point, mowing frequently will reduce the seed heads that do show up if you have any, but hopefully you won't have any. Holtz is one brand. Dimension is another.
Okay.
And then you'll find Baylan and some others. Baylan doesn't tend to last quite as long. You may have to put three applications out on 60-day intervals.
All right, so Holtz and Dimension.
Or Dimension. Okay. Yeah, just one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You are good to go, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
I really
appreciate it.
Thank you. Let's go to Dan in Wiley. Dan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you waiting on me. And I took you. I should have been doing a break right now, but I took you because I didn't want you after waiting longer.
Okay. I've got, I do some property mowing. In fact, I mow some property for Steve and those guys at Arborlogical.
Good.
But I've kind of spotted and flagged off five native pecans under some huge native pecans that I always produce, seem to produce well every year. And I thought I might try to transplant them. Would be going from gumbo to gumbo, you know, black dirt to black dirt.
All right.
Not very far away, just a few miles.
All right. Well, they can be transplanted. There's no lying about that. 2 to 3 feet, you'll have a very big root. I was telling somebody on my statewide radio program yesterday that transplanting pecans that are a foot tall would be a lot more successful. So that's something to think about if you're still interested when I give you the second half of the commentary. You'd want to use a sharpshooter spade, and if you're doing the 3 foot trees, then you'll need to have a ball of soil around the roots. It's going to be kind of hard to get a ball of soil because about a lot of the root system will be a tap root still at that point. But that's what you would need to do, and winter is the time to do it, to take that ball of soil and the tree, move it to the new location. I would be tempted to prune them back after you dig them, prune them back by 50% or 60%. So if it's 3 feet tall, it'll be 18 inches, 15 inches tall when you're through. It's going to put a crook in the trunk, but that crook is going to be very small because the trunk is small, and it will be absorbed by the increase in diameter of the growth of the tree. Within a couple of years, you won't even notice it ever had a crook in it, and that's critical because that compensates for the roots that you lose when you transplant them. That's how when we buy a 4 or 5 foot pecan from a grower, bare rooted, that's how they survive. They're pruned back by 50%. Now, the disclaimer, native pecans do not reproduce true at all. Many fine horticulturists over the last 200 years, I forget who it was, which of the Germans bought the land at the convergence of the San Saba River. I have it in my Texas sesquicentennial calendar. But he bought the land there because the San Saba pecan tree that was there had wonderful pecans. That was the variety that he identified, named. And he planted all those seeds and was bitterly disappointed 10 or 15 years later when they didn't produce well. And they don't come true from seed. You'd be much better off buying Caddo pecans. If you want pecans, buy grafted Caddo. That's the one that is so highly recommended by Dr. McEachern, the state pecan specialist, or Kiowa, or Desirable. Get grafted varieties. You save $25 by digging the seedlings, but then you're saddled with that the rest of your life.
And I wondered about that. The trees that are there are, I have no idea. I never really tried to stop and measure them, but they were probably at least three,
anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 feet in diameter. Huge.
Well, and so will tree. All of the ones we've talked about, whether you transplant seedlings or whether you buy caddo.
I might go look to see if there's some smaller ones that have perked back up. Unfortunately, right. I shred a lot of that area, and I just spotted these as I was mowing this summer and flagged them.
Well, but, follow your heart. That's up to you. I would never in this lifetime transplant. I live in a pecan forest. I don't transplant them. I buy pecans. If I want new pecan trees, I will buy a grafted variety because they produce so much better, larger pecans, more quickly, more dependably, and better trees, better quality trees too. So anyway,
okay,
yeah,
that's a good. I appreciate it.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call and thanks for waiting on me. Kara, I need to have you wait one more time, and your time is next, and I'm not even giving the number now, so we'll get to you next. You're my next caller. I do need to tell you about the 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. I am really excited. I still don't have the shipment that we will get when they go to the post office. They have been bound now, and with Thanksgiving week intervening here, it slowed things down just a little bit, but I'm sure they're going to the post office sometime this week. And so if you've already ordered, and we have many thousands of people who have, then you'll be getting your calendar. If you haven't ordered yet, you need to do so because we have a limited supply. I'm now down to the ones that we printed just kind of on the gamble, and I didn't gamble a lot this year. It's just not a year to gamble. So here is what you will get. The calendar is beautiful, and it has more information than I've ever put in my garden calendar before. More than, I think it must be more than 12,000 words. It's a huge amount of information. I know my graphic design lady kept saying you need to take a sentence out here, a line out there, which tells me I wrote more. It looks beautiful. Best photos that I've taken in the last 12 months, I always put in the calendar. You get the calendar, all of that information. It's equivalent to 15 or 20 newspaper columns of information in bullet form of when to do things. It's not overwhelming. It will help you know when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray month by month all the plants you're growing. Get the calendar to 1/3 savings by buying it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Every word of all of this written just for Texas. $38.95 is the total price. If you'd like to give it as a gift, our office is set up to do that for you. It makes a wonderful Christmas gift as well. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. The office will be open until 11 o'clock this morning. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Need beautiful giant holiday landscaping decorations? They're available at Dixon Brothers. Dazzle your lawn day and night for the holidays. You might win best decorated home in your neighborhood with these lightweight, easy-to-install decorations. Stock is limited, so don't delay. Still looking for the perfect holiday gift? Gift certificates from Dixon Brothers. They can be used for automatic pool covers, pool sweeps, winterizing kits, spa aromatherapy, and much more. Don't have a freeze guard yet? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 and make an appointment to get one. The freeze guard keeps your pool system running automatically during freezing temperatures and protects the equipment from costly winter damage. Dixon Brothers professional service team can address any other pool repairs you may need. Call 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for all aquatic needs. If it's water related, Dixon Brothers has it for you. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. 972-288-7537. That's DICKSON.
The Vocal Majority, America's premier pops chorus, presents A Christmas at the South Pole.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Find out what happens when Santa Claus gets a new GPS and gets lost at the South Pole. Surrounded by the award-winning Vocal Majority chorus, dressed as penguins. It's a fun, laugh-filled show the whole family will love, combining beautiful music, wonderful staging, Santa Claus with some elves, and 100-plus penguins. The Vocal Majority in A Christmas at the South Pole for a limited 5-show engagement at the Iceman Center in Richardson, Thursday through Sunday, December 13th through the 16th, including 2 matinees. Tickets are priced from $10 to $43. These shows always sell out, so order your tickets now at vocalmajority.com or at the Iceman Center ticket office at 972-744-4650. The Vocal Majority in concert. Order now at vocalmajority.com.
Thank you, Nick Alexander, very, very much. Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve. These are the folks who do all the work on the trees at my home. They're the only people who will ever touch my trees. I stand in awe with their knowledge of trees and their specialists. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. This is one company. They are not in every city in America. They are here, and we are blessed. Here being the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And you heard the reference just a moment ago to Steve. Steve Hauser is the founder, and he is one of their two Arborists of the Year, Russell Peters also. And when we say Arborist of the Year, that's for the entire state of Texas. Oh, my goodness. They offer complete tree maintenance, fertilizing, pruning, cabling and bracing, insect and disease control, consultation, damage assessment and appraisal, and more. If you're concerned about trees that might be damaged during ice storms, you are considering having a limb removed here or there, or maybe cabling and bracing, call them for that. They do that. They know it. They have plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, college-degreed people on staff. Arborological Services, Dallas area number 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Tarrant County number is 817-849-1160, 817-849-1160. Arborological.com is the website. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. Arborological.com, Arborological Services. To our phone lines, we have Kara, and let's get to Kara right now. She's been waiting patiently. How may I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How are you? I'm great. Thank you.
I am enamored with passion flower, and I have seen one growing on a fence next to a parking lot all summer long. It was just in dreadful conditions, hotter than all get out outside, no water, but the blooms were so pretty, and it seemed to be just thriving. It put out the seed pods, so I thought during the summer I would go, I would let them mature, and then I would go get them. Well, when I went back to go get them, it looked like a critter had gotten there first.
Okay.
Well, now I drove by again, and it's got more seed pods, and they're huge. They're big as baseballs.
All right, well, they will change color. I'm going to run out of time here in half a minute. I just realized this is just backed up on me, and I apologize. They will change color, and I would wait until you have the first frost, first killing freeze, and then I would harvest them at that point. They are used to going through a freeze if it's the hardy one. If it's a tropical one, wait until right before the first freeze and harvest them and let the seed dry and save them. The tropicals, I don't know, will come back true from seed. I think you might want to root those from cuttings. Let me put you back on hold.